Really?
We're ready.
Okay. So you guys just interviewed Catherine Hogue for the Beyond Brown Project. Give me your impressions of that whole experience.
Well, I think that not just Catherine, but her children and her all went through a hard experience, and her, and that she kept telling them, and her parents kept telling all of them, that they need to just go for what and try their best and go for what they believe in.
I think that they also think that they went through a hard time in life, and I'm glad that we don't have to go through it. And she had people there supporting her, and also she had people there discouraging her. So she went through a tough time in life. And what's I gonna say? It's amazing because she went through both hard and bad times, but in school mostly through bad times because of the discourage, and she only had her siblings encouraging her. So it's amazing that she got the confidence that she got in herself now. So
it sounds like the family played an important role in supporting students who were going to public school during the 1950s mm-hmm. and during the Brown era. Were there some things that she said specifically that makes you believe or think that she had a hard time? I mean, what did she say that just made you feel like, gosh, it would be hard to live through that?
Well,
adjust your mic and then talk, yeah.
Well, she didn't really say much, but I think that one thing that she said that makes me believe that would be she really just said how she, her counselors and her teachers told her to take specific classes and, for example, home ec and sewing, and she believed like that they were telling her,
Jessica, move closer and then remove your hand from the mic and start over. Yeah. Because I'm hearing that.
Okay.
Perfect.
For example, her her counselors or her teachers would tell her that or to take certain classes like home ec and sewing. And she thought that they were telling her, you're going to be a housemaid when you grow up, so you don't need to take these important classes.
As Jessica said, when her counselors discouraged her, and over the phone when I talked to her, she said that at the moment she felt like, man, they right, and that's just not something you should tell a child. And also when she had to move all the way to Chicago to get the job that she wanted, and that made me feel sad, but then it made me feel proud too, because she stood up and she moved to do what she wanted to do in life. So she accomplished her what she wanted to be. So
through that experience, it sounds like self-determination in terms of her leaving and going after her experiences, and she were great, and you admire that. But at the same time, it makes you kind of sad to think that she had to leave the community in order to find opportunity and to be what she wanted to be.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Tell me, give me your thoughts in terms of, I think you both have mentioned taking classes that it sounded like during that time it was classes that would make you be prepared to be more service oriented, whether it's a maid, whether it's house cleaning, something that is more domesticated type of career. Are those things happening today in terms of your school experiences? Are teachers or folks encouraging you to take harder courses like your hard sciences and things that are going to prepare you for engineering, things like that? Or are you experiencing those same things?
Well, teachers these days and counselors have been telling us to take challenging classes and to just take or do things that are challenging for you so you can reach your goals and so you can go to college. And if your goal is to go to college, then you accomplish your goal. And that's what teachers these days have been telling us. But it sounds like teachers back then told them the opposite, and how they didn't think that they would go to college or they weren't college material. So I think it's really different.
I also think it's different because every teacher I've had and every counselor, they always told me I can do what I want to do, just set my mind to it. They always encouraged me to do the best that I can. The best is what I can do. I can't do over the best I can do, and I can't do lower than the best I can do. They just tell me, just do the best I can. Don't let nobody bring me down, and don't let nobody boost my head up to not do what I want to do. And they just encouraged me a lot. So
it sounds like to your experiences today in public schools, particularly here in Champaign schools, considering that's where Mrs. Hogue went to school as well. It sounds like you guys are having a more positive experience in terms of teachers and school administrators encouraging you and providing a nurturing environment for you to be or to accomplish what you like to accomplish. Now I'm going to ask you a very hard question. Now that you're saying all of that, then do you have an answer for why is it that Black kids are doing not as well today in public schools? If the environment of teachers are encouraging that, why on a whole right now are Black students not doing well?
That is a tough question, but the only thing that I could think of is that some of the African-American students that I know that are doing poorly are the ones who are not trying, and I think they're not trying because their parents aren't the ones encouraging them to try and to go after what they think and what they believe. And also, it's not I know it's not the teachers at Franklin, for example, that are the ones that are discouraging the students, and that's why they're doing badly. So I believe that it's something at home that's causing it to happen.
I believe that it's not their parents or it's not their home life. I believe that they're trying to live up to their name and be tough and think about their friends and how people think of them. And then rather than do their work, they rather joke around in class and be popular than to do their work. So
it sounds like you're saying that it's more popular not to do well in school, and students are choosing that to be part of the in crowd.
Right. They want to live up to their name. They want to be known as tough. I don't want nobody mess with them. But I mean, as long as you stick to yourself and do your work, you don't gotta live up to what people want you to live up to.
Okay. One last question. How do you change that? How do you encourage students who may not be doing well? How do you encourage them to choose something a little bit more, nurturing or more encouraging than to choose the things that ultimately are going to get them nowhere?
I mean, there's like, if you try to encourage most of the students, they don't listen. They just stuck on themselves and what people think of them. So, I mean, it's better to show, because action speaks louder than words. So it's better to show them than to try to sit down and talk to them, because they just going to tune you out. So it's like you got to think of a plan and, like, prove to them that the people that's trying to make you be popular and stuff, they don't care about what you become in life. You got to show them.
I agree with her, and also that if you notice that there would be the African American students would be doing a lot better, because teachers have been saying, come on, you need to get your grades up, and have been sitting down with them and talking to them, but they don't listen, and that's why their grades are still not like as good as some others, and how probably like they want them to be.
Interesting. I guess there is one other question. I'm sorry. This stuff gets good every time. Do you think that your generations, and you know, I call you guys the hip hop generations, y'all on the more current end, I'm on the far end, so to speak, because our children are after the civil rights movement, and so we all experienced public schools after the Brown decision. So that's why I call us the hip hop generations. Do you think that you guys have a responsibility, or we have a responsibility to generationers like Mrs. Hogue, Mr. Johnson, and folks like that, Mr. Yarbrough, Po' Boys? Is there a responsibility that black students have to the black community in terms of doing better in school? Is that a responsibility that we have?
Yes, because people like them fought for our rights to go to school and to become something in life. And I think they have expectations for us. Even if they're not high up or way down, they got expectations for us to become something, or else they wouldn't have never tried to fight for our rights.
I agree too with that. And I'm going to add a little something. Because if they didn't care how our education was, then they would have never gone through Brown v. Board. And if if they didn't want to have an education, then they wouldn't have gone through that. But since they did, they went through that, and they got an education. Their children got an education. We have an education. And so will the people of the future. And I think that that's why they did it.
All right. Good job.